Those of you who are English majors, you know that we can take out from the comma to the other comma, and the sentence will still make sense. So let me do that. And I'm not trying to subtract from God's word. I'm trying to make this point make sense. How much more will the blood of Christ cleanse your conscience? Where do we gain access to the blood of Christ? Through baptism. Baptism is what? An appeal to God for a good conscience. Doesn't that verse tell us, bring that connection together? How much more will the blood of Christ cleanse your conscience from dead works? So now we have to figure out, well, how do we gain access to the blood of Christ? Well, we've already talked about that. We do that through baptism. Look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. I hear this all the time from people. No, I don't need to be baptized. All I need to do is whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How do we do that? How do we call on the name of the Lord? How do we appeal to God? Well, we've already talked about that. Baptism is that appeal. Baptism is asking God for a clean, for a clear conscience, because we can't do that on our own. If somebody tells you in today's world, hey, get a hold of me tomorrow, how many options do we have? Well, you can call them, you can text them, you can send them an email, right? Smoke signal, I don't know. There's plenty of ways to get a hold of somebody. But if somebody says, you know what, I'm going to be in a meeting tomorrow, so just send me a quick text, right? They don't want you to call, they don't want you to email, they specifically want you to text their phone. Well, God says, yes, call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved, but he tells us how to do that. He tells us how we can call on him, how we can inquire of him for that good conscience, how we can appeal to him for that good conscience. Since baptism is an appeal, we need to understand what we're appealing for or to. We are doing the asking, and God is doing the adding. That's what happens in baptism. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, it says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Those who were being saved were being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. They were asking God, they were appealing to God for that clean, for that clear conscience, and he was adding them to the church. So many times we see people with this disconnect with the church and this dislike for the church. We talked about this the other night, where people will say, well, I love Jesus, but I can't stand Christians. We can't have it both ways. We can't say, well, I love your son, but I can't stand your other children. We can't do that. That's not going to work for God. God, whether we want to or not, when we become a child of God, when we're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, he adds us to the church. That is the natural order. That's what he tells us that we're going to do. So as Noah, remember, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And as he had his, you know, his wife, and as he has his children, as he's preparing this ark, guess what? They get put in the ark as well so that they can be saved. But it was only those people who were put into the ark that had safety. It is only going to be those people who are put into the church that's going to have safety the next time God destroys the world. For those people who would say that man has no part in salvation, I would ask them a question. Did Noah have a part in his own salvation? Of course he did. Could God have saved Noah without Noah's help? Sure, because he's God. However, when has he ever done that? Think about when Jesus goes to Lazarus's tomb. What's the first thing that he says as he approaches the tomb? Remove the stone. Now, those stones were huge, right? They were heavy. Usually took a couple of different people to get them, because what they would do would be put them at an angle so that they would roll down and lock into place. And there was usually a little lip at the top, so when they pushed them up, they had to go up and they would set into place. And so they were very heavy and they were very hard to get in place. And so Jesus says, remove the stone. Do you think Jesus could have done that on his own? Of course he could have. either through his own physical power if he wanted to. He could have, you know, done some Jedi mind trick and just waved and the stone would have moved if he wanted it to. He could have done it any certain way. But that was something that man could do. And so Jesus required them to do it. Now, had they not removed the stone, would Lazarus have been raised from the dead? See, God was going to take care of the part that they couldn't take care of. They couldn't raise him from the dead, but Jesus could. And he was going to take care of that part, but he wanted them to do something. God likes that process. He wants us to do something. He wants us to have a part. And so when he raises Lazarus from the dead, then what does he say? Loose him and let him go. Could Jesus have done that himself? Of course he could, but that was something that they could do. That was something that man could do. But they couldn't raise him from the dead. And so God takes care of those things that we can't do. We can't give ourselves salvation through any act. But he says, you know what, Tony? This is something you can do. You can be baptized in the name of my son for the remission of your sins. I'll provide your salvation. I'll add you to the church. I'll provide you safety. But I need you to do this for me first. I need you to remain faithful until death. And I will give you a crown of life. Did Noah have a part in his salvation? Of course he did. Because he was asked to build an ark, and he did it to God's specification. Salvation always, even Noah's, has been by God's grace, yet through faith. See, grace, the grace is God's part. The faith, the obedience, is man's part. The end of our context for this evening, 1 Peter chapter 3. Again, we'll begin in verse 21, and corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh.